Manny Pacheco, and you're tuned to another glorious hour of Forgotten Hollywood. I've written an award-winning book series you're going to love reading, and it shares Americana through the eyes of character actors from Hollywood's golden age. And Joe Lyons will offer another On the Backlot report. As part of Black History Month, we're going to examine the legacy behind pioneering women of color, who also provided memorable standards on and off screen. We begin with the flamboyant Ethel Waters, a blues, jazz vocalist and actress. She was the second African American after Hattie McDaniel to be nominated for an Oscar. The U.S. Postal Service honored Waters with her likeness on a postage stamp in 1994. She was popular in what was known as race movies, including the delightful Cabin in the Sky. This is Forgotten Hollywood.
Again, I'm hearing trumpets blow again, all aglow again, taking a chance on love. Here I slide again, about to take that ride again, starry-eyed again, taking a chance on love. I thought that cards were a frame-up that I never would try, but now I'm taking the game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now, I see a rainbow blending now. We'll have our happy ending now, taking a chance on love. Here I slip again, I'm gonna take that tip again, got my grip again, taking a chance on love. And now I prove again that I can make life move again, in the groove again, taking a chance on love. I'm walking round with a horseshoe, and in clover I lie. Why, Mr. Rabbit, of course you better kiss your foot goodbye. On the ball again, I'm riding for a fall again. I'm gonna give my all again, taking a chance on love. I'm feeling fine again, that's why I'll rise and shine again. Lost my mind again, taking a chance on love. Here's where I sink again, I'm getting in the pink again. Headed for the brink again, taking a chance on love. This game I'm taking a crack at sure needs good luck with me, so I'm taking a whack at any black cat that I see. Boy, I'm booked again, I'm in the swim and hooked again. This goose of mine is cooked again, taking a chance on love.
Da da da.
da 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 da.
Pacheco here, and I'm taking time to celebrate standards and screen roles by women of color. You're visiting Forgotten Hollywood. Diana Ross earned an Academy Award nomination for playing the iconic Billie Holiday in Lady Sings the Blues. A respected nightclub tour de force, Holiday performed with such luminaries as Teddy Wilson and Artie Shaw. In 1950, Holiday appeared in the Universal International short film Sugar Chili Robinson, Billie Holiday, Count Basie, and His Sextet, where she sang God Bless the Child and Now Baby or Never. She appeared on ABC Television's The Comeback Story to discuss attempts to overcome her addictions and personal misfortunes. Her influence on jazz stretched for decades. Diana Ross and Patti LaBelle often said they owed their careers to the songbird, Billie Holiday. Forgotten Hollywood takes a few moments to remember.
I don't know why, but I'm feeling so sad. I long to try something I've never had. Never had no kissing. Ooh, what I've been missing. Lover, man, oh, where can you be? The night is cold, and I'm so all alone. I give my soul just to call you mine. of a man, oh, where can you be? I've heard it said that the thrill of romance can feel like a heavenly dream. I go to bed with a prayer.
To sample my supply.
Who's prepared to pay the price for a trip to paradise? Poets pipe of love in their childish way. I know every type of love better far than they. If you want the thrill of love, I've been through the mill.
Fitzgerald was a formidable contemporary of Billie Holiday. She had a longer career, but together they shaped pop culture for every black singer that followed, male or female.
Hi, I'm the Pink Lady, and you're listening to Forgotten Hollywood.
Softly I will leave you softly, for my heart would break if you should wake and see me go. So I leave you softly, long before me, long before your arms can beg me stay for one more hour or one more day. all the years. I can't bear the tears to fall so softly as I
Pacheco with you on Forgotten Hollywood, and today we're providing the audio narrative of the finest African-American women in show business. Lena Horne joined the chorus of the Cotton Club at the age of 16 and became an overnight sensation before moving to Hollywood. She had small parts in numerous movies and appeared in more substantial films, including Panama Hattie, Cabin in the Sky, and Stormy Weather. Due to the Red Scare and her left-leaning political views, Horne found herself blacklisted and unable to get work in motion pictures. The longtime star was at the March on Washington in 1963 and spoke and performed on behalf of the NAACP and the National Council of Negro Women. She also worked with Eleanor Roosevelt to pass anti-lynching laws. Lena Horne was a hero to many everyday folks. Dinah Washington has been cited as the most popular black female recording artist of the 1950s. After winning a talent contest at the age of 15, she began performing in nightclubs. By 1941, she was performing in Chicago with Fats Waller. Fascinated with a live performance by Billie Holiday, Dinah traveled the world and fronted Count Basie and Duke Ellington. While performing at the London Palladium with Queen Elizabeth in attendance, Washington told the audience, "There is but one heaven, one hell, one queen, and your Elizabeth is an imposter." Forgotten Hollywood is proud to present this great torch singer.
A cigarette that bears a lipstick's traces. An airline ticket to romantic places. And still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. A tinkling piano in the next apartment. Those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant. Our fairgrounds painted swings. These foolish things remind me of you. You came, you saw, you conquered me. When you did that to me, I knew somehow this had to be. The winds of March that made my heart a dancer. A telephone that rings, but who's to answer?
Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you. You came and you saw. That to me, don't you know I knew somehow it had to be. The winds of March that made my heart a dancer, a telephone that rings, but who's to answer? Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you.
Hollywood is strolling down memory lane by way of timeless standards. This is Manny Pacheco. Etta James recently passed away. She left behind 7 decades of timeless recordings. James is a bona fide legend. Her music has appeared in literally dozens of motion pictures, and the iconic At Last was also used effectively in television commercials to sell a number of products. Etta has influenced a wide variety of musicians, including Janis Joplin and Bonnie Raitt, as well as British artists, including the Rolling Stones, Rod Stewart, Amy Winehouse, Joss Stone, and Adele. Here's the sultry Etta James on Forgotten Hollywood.
Someday he'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man I love. And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. He'll look at me and smile, I'll understand. And in a little while, he'll take my hand. And though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I shall meet him Sunday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still, I'm sure to meet him one day. Maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. He'll build a little home just meant for two, for which I never wrong. Who would you? And so all else above, I'm waiting for the man I love. Sunday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still I'm sure to meet him one day, maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. He'll build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. Who would you? And so all else above, I'm waiting for the man I love. Oh yeah, oh, the man I love.
We'll return with Nancy Wilson, Natalie Cole, and the incredible Sarah Vaughan. Hi, I'm author Manny Pacheco. Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History is a new paperback that tells America's story through the eyes of character actors of Hollywood's golden age, including Claude Rains, Basil Rathbone, Walter Brennan, Hattie McDaniel, and Van Heflin. Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History features great cinema, including Gone with the Wind, Casablanca, and It's a Wonderful Life. It's also been added to the prestigious libraries of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, the American Film Institute, and the Writers Guild and SAG Foundations. You can buy your copy of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History on Amazon, and you can download it to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or now on your favorite e-reader through Sony or Apple. Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History makes a great gift for a family member or friend. For further insight, visit ForgottenHollywood.com. Pick up your copy today. This is Forgotten Hollywood. I'm Manny Pacheco.
In a sentimental mood, I can see the stars come through my room while your loving attitude is like a flame that lights the gloom on the wings of every kiss. Drifts a melody so strange and sweet in this sentimental bliss. You make my paradise, my paradise complete. Rose petals seem to fall, it's all like a dream to call you mine, to call you mine. My heart's a lighter thing since you made this night a thing divine. In a sentimental mood, I'm within a world so heavenly. For I never dreamt that you'd be loving sentimental. You'd be loving sentimental me. Rose petals seem to fall, it's all like a dream to call you mine. My heart's a lighter thing
this night a thing divine, divine, in a sentimental. Loving sentimental, 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 me.
Critics have referred to Sarah Vaughan as one of the most wondrous voices of the 20th century. Her formative years were spent alongside singing with Earl Hines and Billy Eckstine. Fans of popular music remember the songstress for her version of Whatever Lola Wants from Damn Yankees and Broken Hearted Melody. I consider Nancy Wilson an interpreter of blues, jazz, cabaret, and pop, a consummate actress and a complete entertainer. After making numerous television guest appearances, she eventually got her own series on NBC, The Nancy Wilson Show, which won an Emmy in 1975. Over the years, she's appeared on popular television programming from I Spy, The FBI, Room 222, Hawaii 5-0, and Police Story, to top variety programs such as Ed Sullivan, The Tonight Show, The Jack Parr Program, The Andy Williams Show, The Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour, The Carol Burnett Show, and The Flip Wilson Show. Now, here's the incomparable Nancy Wilson on Forgotten Hollywood.
I left my heart in San Francisco, high on a hill. It calls to me. To beware little cable cars. Climb to the stars. The morning fog may chill the air, but I don't care. My love waits there in San Francisco, above the blue. Remember this, a kiss is still a kiss, a sigh is just a sigh. the fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs, never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can It's still the same old story, the fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time. Songs never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can. It's still the same old story, the fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time.
Nancy Wilson's tribute to Casablanca.
Hi, I'm Joe Lyons. Welcome to this week's visit to On the Backlot. When we talk about great African-American actresses, I have to salute my hometown favorite, Halle Berry. Like me, she was born in Cleveland, Ohio. In fact, she was born 3 days short of being exactly 20 years younger than me. Legend has it that her mother gave birth in the middle of the Halle's department store in Cleveland's public square. In fact, she was born in a hospital, but her mother chose to name her Halle after the store. Could have been worse. Next to Halle's department store was Higbee's. Could we love a woman named Higbee Berry? Even worse, across the street was the May Company department store. And if she'd been named Mayberry, there would have been a lot of Andy Griffith jokes her entire life. Among her accomplishments has been that she won a Best Actress Oscar and used the strength of that to push through a project that was close to her heart, the TV movie Introducing Dorothy Dandridge. Dandridge was the first black actress to be nominated for a Best Actress Oscar. Speaking about Dandridge, Barry said, "You have to find a way to be sad every day, in every scene, in every moment, and always try to hide the sadness, and then you get the essence of who she was." Barry has also played not one, but two different superhero movies. She played Storm, the weather-controlling member of the X-Men. She also played Catwoman. It's important to note here that Barry was not the first black Catwoman. That honor went to Eartha Kitt, who really knew how to purr. Halle also was the first black woman to share top billing in a James Bond film. She was not the first black woman to give in to Bond's charms. That would be Gloria Hendry in Live and Let Die. Nor was she the second. That was Grace Jones in A View to a Kill. But she was the first Oscar-winning actress that got co-star billing with 007 himself. In fact, she was so good they almost started a film series about her character Jinx. Word on the back lot was that other female lead action films had failed before her and they didn't want to take the chance on another. Here's more good news about Halle Berry. She will return in the role of Storm in the next X-Men movie, Days of Future Past, and she'll again play opposite Hugh Jackman, who's been playing Wolverine. Actually, Berry played opposite Jackman in a totally different film, Swordfish, which included John Travolta. In her Oscar acceptance speech, Halle Berry said, "This moment is for Dorothy Dandridge, Lena Horne, Diane Carroll. It's for the women that stand beside me, Janet Pickett Smith, Angela Bassett, Vivica A. Fox. And it's for every nameless, faceless woman of color that now has a chance because the door tonight has been opened." Manny and Steve, that's the lady from Cleveland. I'm proud of her.
Thank you, Joe Lyons, for another insightful Backlot Report. And to our producer, Steve Guzman, once again, you have done well, my compadre. Let me leave you with Natalie Cole. Her lineage stemming from her father is known all over the world. She recorded an entire LP devoted to her dad. Cole's voice was sumptuous in the film De Lovely, having her end our tribute to women of color who pioneered the standards genre is fitting, especially when listening to her version of the Oscar-winning Mona Lisa. Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood, and remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.
Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, men have named you. You're so like the lady with the mystic smile. Is it only 'cause you're lonely they have blamed you for that Mona Lisa strangeness in your style? Do you smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there and they die there. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Or just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art? Broken heart, many dreams Mona Lisa.